ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Randy Moss.
What up? How y'all doing?
Talk to me, man. This is your show. This is your show, big fella.
No, I'm you know, a lot of people just want to know how I'm feeling. I'm feeling good. I'm not nervous. Nothing really to be nervous about. I think that when you look at it at the end of the day, you know, I failed that for 14 years. I played at such a high level. Really, you know, just playing since I was 6 years old. No dream of mine ever had Hall of Fame or the Hall of Fame jacket in it. My dream was just to play the game, to get to the National Football League and just do something I love to do, and that's just play. And I think at the end of the tunnel, you know, when they say that the ultimate goal or the last stop is the Hall, I didn't play for that. You know, I played, you know, to build relationships, to meet guys, to have great teammates, to go out here and win. I just heard Robert talking about Dennis Green didn't care about one thing. He only cared about if you came together for 3 hours out of 7 days for one cause. And that was just to win a game. And I think that my time here, you know, there was some positive and there was some negative, but most of the negative came from me just wanting to compete and just wanting to win. I was earlier at an event with Herschel Walker, and Herschel Walker just talking about, Randy, I just want to win. And he was just talking about his the bobsled team back in the 90s. He just wanted to win. People made fun of him because he was in the National Football League, and they wanted to know, why are you coming to the bobsled team when you're in the National Football League? He said, man, I just want to compete and win. And that's been my mentality. Everything that I always wanted to do, I love to compete. I never knew what the word compete was as a youngster until I got to college. I didn't even really know I was competing in high school. I just loved the game of football. So you're asking me what this day really means to me. I think it really means more to, you know, my teammates, you know, my family, my true fans that follow me through the thick and thin. You know, to you know, Coach Green, man, I just heard y'all talking about Coach Green, and it gets me a certain type of way, makes me feel a certain type of way when talking about him, because he's given a lot of men an opportunity that most guys would not give. And I, you know, listen to Robert, you know, Coach Green was that type of dude. I don't know if how the media portrayed this man, but you're talking about, you know, a 53-man roster, and what I got was 53 men would run through a brick wall for him. I mean, that's what I got. And I can remember his last day of walking across the turf of talking about, you know, the show must go on. Remember that? Mm-hmm. He was just talking about the show must go on. And regardless of you have teammates, they retire, free agency or whatnot, you still have to play football. So no matter what I went through in my life, through ups, through the downs, poverty, whatever, I just wanted to play the game of football, and that's what I learned as a kid. I've been playing since I was six.
Well, you know, it's funny, Randy. The year before you got here, you know how we would sit in the locker room, we'd watch TV, watch highlights and things like that, and I'd see him catching the ball when he was in his last year there at Marshall, and thought, wow, you know, guy's obviously got some speed. And I remember on draft day, I'm thinking, How did we get? Because I didn't know your story. Right. Like, how did we get him? Like, this isn't fair. This is not going to be fair. And I remember the first day of training camp, man. You know, I've been around. This is 6 years in the league for me. Okay, so I've been around a lot of great players. Obviously, being around Chris and seeing all the guys like Deion Sanders and Jerry Rice play. And you know, when I was at Ohio State, I somehow got in a race with Carl Lewis. So I've been around some great athletes. But I remember the first day of training camp, I saw Randy in practice. And everybody wants to know, how does Randy look? How does Randy look? And I said it, I remember saying it on the phone. I was talking to a guy back in Cleveland, one of my good friends. He said, how did Randy look? I said, I guarantee you, I've never seen anybody move and catch the ball the way that he does. I've been around a lot of great players, around a lot of great athletes. If he stays healthy and if he wants to, he's going to be a Hall of Famer one day. And it's amazing to me because, you know, as athletes, and you've never probably experienced this, but as athletes and as good athletes and as what some people would consider great athletes, sometimes you come around all-time athletes. And that's what I would say about Randy is I've never seen an athlete perform the way that he did. And to this day, when I talk to defenders about the impossible job or the one time that they really felt that they weren't adequate to perform their job, it's always about Randy. So that's the greatest compliment that I could give to Randy is that I've never heard or seen an athlete perform the way that he does.
Thanks, Randy.
Randy, take us through the range of emotion of what this week has been like for you on the eve of the possible greatest feat that any professional athlete could be bestowed upon them, the Hall of Fame. Take us through that process.
It's just,
what happens later?
Well, I go into a room, and it's the two things that's going to happen. You get a knock on the door. If you get the knock, that means you're in. And if the phone rings, you're out. So it's just as simple as that. So I have to be in my room at a certain time. The process takes about an hour. Like I said, I'm just waiting on the knock. And like I said, I'm a country boy. This, you know, where I'm from, man, this is like a dream to me. So I don't get up. I don't get down. I try to stay even keel, just stay humble throughout the whole process. So for me, for 14 years, that was my playground. And like I said, I might be ruffled a few feathers, but that was the chip that I had to carry on my shoulder. You guys, I want y'all to realize that you have a guy 6'4", sopping wet 200 pounds, but he's going across the middle to be a target. Do y'all understand the rules that we had back then, Robert?
Yeah.
And now they done watered down these rules for these wide receivers and ball carriers? I mean, it's crazy. So the point that I'm making is that I didn't really show a lot of emotion, you know, because football is such a brutal sport. And if you're thinking, if you can really follow me back to being a kid, you know, breaking records at 8, 9, 10 years old, scoring touchdowns and things like that. So when I came to you all in 98, 99, it might have looked to you all like wow, but I've been doing that my whole life. So those things really wasn't, I didn't really get moved by the things that I was able to do. What moved me was, man, whatever, I just want to win. And, you know, the 15-1 season, I would never forget it because, you know, I was more of the kid, like, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. And then you have Betts, Robert, Randall, again. Man, sit down and relax. You know, like, sit down, your time is going to come. And, you know, now, you know, 13 years later after my first year was more like they always used to say, Randy, this opportunity would not come around often. And I'll leave y'all with this. I remember it was our Thanksgiving day in Dallas. Robert, you were in there, Jake, Randall, Chris, everybody was in the cold tub. And so we played on Sunday, but we had a little less than 4 days to get ready for the Thanksgiving game in Dallas. So my veterans are telling me, hey, get in the cold tub. Man, no, I don't like that. I'm not putting that cold on these legs. So they physically got me and put me in the cold tub. I tried to jump out of it. They held me down. So three catches, 163 with three touchdowns. I owe it to my brothers, you know? And it's crazy because as a sprinter, and Robert can attest to this, he's a sprinter. Sometimes it takes your muscles to recover maybe a couple days afterwards. But listening to the veterans, they had to get me and make me bounce back quicker because we had a game to play. So everybody's never talking, man, you had three catches. But I will never forget those guys throwing me in that cold tub and holding me down. So it's a brotherhood, man. So I enjoyed every second of it, man. And I appreciate y'all for coming out and, you know, showing us some love.
Randy, before we let you go, I don't think there would be many who would have thought that after you left the game of football, that you would trade in the spikes for a microphone. When did that switch go on, and how much fun do you have? You look like you're just having a blast.
Well, the one thing that I love about it, it keeps me around the fellas Monday night. You know, I get to go to the Monday night venue, wherever it is. You know, I'm going to Seattle, been to Green Bay. Of course, I was here week one with you guys. I get to go around all around the country, and the great thing about it, there's former coaches, there's players, there's administration that I have gotten or grown accustomed to knowing or grown relationships throughout my career. So you're talking about having a hell of a job. That's the ultimate job for me, to get to go to these Monday night venues and look at these guys and look at these coaches and watch the game that took care of me and my family for so long and has continued to take care of me and my family. So for me to get off the couch, it was a hard process. It really was. So, you know, I was talking to my wife, and I was like, I was asking her, baby, do you think I should, you know, fly out to try to look into television? Because I really don't want to. I'd rather just sit on the couch and try not to get fat. No, you're going to get up and you're going to do something. So I got up, fell in love with football. And like I said, the reason why I think a lot of you all just that follow my career, and I'll leave you with this because I feel that I need to really get this out so you can understand me a little bit better. You know, me playing and really not caring for the media, I understood at a young age how it worked. And 50% of the stuff that's written in the paper is not true. And some of the things throughout the course of my career, y'all have to really put this in consideration. I was 6 years old, and ever since then, they say that I've always played at a high level. Some of the things you heard Robert say, that's new to me. Because it's hard to really look at yourself and, you know, really swallow everything that's said about you, because I'm the one that's doing these things. So it's kind of hard to comprehend, because that is me doing it. Now that I'm older and reflect back and look at YouTube and look at highlights, wow, that was me. I was able to do that stuff. That's really what makes me smile now. I did not have fun doing it. I had fun to hear you all roar, to see the referee throw those two hands up, to see my teammate come and chest bump me or high five me. That's what I got enjoyment from, because football is not an individual sport. Yes, we get individual accolades, but football is the ultimate team sport. I've won championships on every level, didn't win one on this level, but I think for me to be able to put that Hall of Fame jacket on today, that will be my ultimate championship. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest receivers of all time, Mr. Randy Moss. Thank you.